We're going to spend a few minutes now talking about Telegram. That's a messaging platform with users all over the world. In Iran, it's the most popular messaging app, with an estimated 40 million Iranians, that's half of the entire country's population, using it. But on Monday, Iran's judiciary ordered a ban on the platform, saying it endangers national security, a move that's similar to what happened last year during anti-government protests in the country.
This is not the first time that Iran goes after a messaging app. The reason actually that Telegram became so popular, it was when in 2012-13, other messaging apps such as Viber were quite popular in Iran. Iranian government came down very hard on them and banned them all one by one. And Telegram was the only foreign messaging app that was left at the time.
That's Kaveh Azarush. I spoke with him earlier this week. He researches Iran's internet policies for the London-based organization Small Media.
Iranian government is hoping that in the absence of Telegram, Iranians would move towards using domestically produced apps. They have introduced 5 or 6 apps which have been produced in Iran by Iranian developers, and they are hoping that those apps replace Telegram for Iranians in the daily life.
What are your feelings about those domestic alternatives to Telegram?
So, I mean, there's a number of issues around it. First of all, these Iranian domestic apps would be bound by the Iranian rules and Iranian legislations, both in terms of privacy and censorships. And Iran has a very dangerous environment for privacy and censorship when it comes to online activities. And therefore, I think one of the reasons that the government wants people to use the domestic apps is the issue of both easier for them to prevent people to have a private connection to the internet, and also easier for them to prevent people to access information that Iranian authorities view as undesirable.
I also asked Azarush how he thinks this will impact Telegram users in Iran. He told me that as internet censorship in Iran has become more systematic and formalized in recent years, many Iranians have gotten better at getting around it by using virtual private network, VPN technology, and other tools.
We need to remember that a lot of Iranians already use VPNs and anti-filtering tools that basically lets them hide the online traffic and online activity from internet providers and government and access websites which are banned. But there is also a group of people who, for them, would be using a VPN to access the internet would be too expensive because it would be extra cost on top of buying the internet. Also, there is a group of people who are not don't really have the knowledge on how to download a safe VPN and install it on their phone and so on.
Yeah, so we're basically talking kind of like a split between urban and rural, and in urban areas between kind of rich and poor.
So yes, some of it could be absolutely summarized in those terms, but some of it I think is not just in term of urban and non-urban areas. So for example, like another marginalized group which had accessibility to the internet through some of the features of Telegram was people with disability and visual disabilities in Iran. And this is something that I haven't seen any of the domestic apps making adjustments for.
Azarush also told me that how this ban ultimately plays out will be a true test of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, who ran his re-election campaign on promises to open up Iran's internet.
That level of hope that some sections of society had that Rouhani could be a guardian of some of the freedoms on the internet and would at least stop the situation from getting worse is fading away at the moment. Either Rouhani has to accept that people's hope in him as someone who is a guardian of internet freedom in Iran has faded away, or he has to do something quite dramatic very soon to reclaim his place amongst some section of society as someone who wishes well and has the power to protect internet freedom in Iran.
Kaveh Azarush there. He's with a group called Small Media, where he researches Iran's internet policies.